This goes to Brian the Waites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Joyce, middle initial A, like Anne, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, date of birth 12/10/1941. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a consultation for Mrs. Hunter, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels since August of 2023. August 30th of 23, creatinine is 1.04, estimated GFR is 54. January 3rd of 2024, creatinine increased to 1.23, estimated GFR 44, and when that was rechecked January 12th of 24, creatinine was 1.28, GFR 42. So a referral was made. She had been on meloxicam daily for 2 to 3 years for right knee pain and arthritis pain, 15 milligram once a day. And we did ask that she would stop that medication, which she did prior to her right total knee replacement, which was done in January of this year. She does wonder what she can use for arthritis and has been using Tylenol arthritis strength 3 times a day until she could be evaluated by this practice. She states that the pain in her knee is progressively getting better. She is attending physical therapy, and she's doing quite well. She did have a severe problem in the spring of 2023. She had severe right upper quadrant abdominal pain and went for evaluation at Sheridan Community Hospital. And on April 7th, they did a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast. And they did see that she had cholelithiasis with diffuse distension of the gallbladder and pericholecystic fluid. And there was a lot of there was also free fluid in the pelvic area. She was going to have a cholecystectomy done, but the gallbladder ruptured before that could be done. So she required a drain, and that gallbladder rupture possibly could have affected her kidney function at that time. She did finally have a cholecystectomy, and she's doing much better at this point. Currently, she denies dizziness or headaches, no chest pain or palpitations. She does suffer from asthma, but no recent exacerbation, no dyspnea, cough, no wheezing, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She occasionally has nocturia, but no more than 1 to 2 times per night, no incontinence, no recent UTIs, no history of kidney stones. She does have chronic arthritic pain, and she did also have a cyst on her spine that was removed surgically, and that is doing quite well, too. That was about a year ago also. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for degenerative arthritis, anemia, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, right breast carcinoma in 2014. She does see Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, on a regular basis. Type 2 diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. She had a ruptured gallbladder in 2023 and asthma. Past surgical history, she had a right breast lumpectomy in 2014 for the breast carcinoma. She's had bilateral cataract removal. She's had a cholecystectomy after she had a ruptured gallbladder in 2023. She had a throat diverticula removed, right total knee replacement in January of 2023, and a spinal cyst removed in January 24 of the right total knee replacement, spinal cyst removal in 2023. social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use electronic cigarettes. She denies alcohol or illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for congestive heart failure, myocardial infarction, hypertension, stroke, dementia, anemia. Her daughter is deceased from pancreatic cancer in 2014, migraine headaches, and depression. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Norvasc, Lipitor, and clindamycin. Medications, she's on potassium, 25 mil equivalent twice a day, fish oil, 1,000 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, Crestor, 20 milligram daily, metoprolol, 50 milligram daily, preserve vitamins once daily, Prilosec, 20 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, vitamin B12, 100 microgram every other day, tramadol, 50 milligram, 1-3 to 4 times daily as needed for pain, albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 6 hours as needed, anastrozole, 1 milligram once daily. She's been on that for 10 years, and she states that Dr. Akkad may be stopping that after the 10 years are done. Buciparone, 7.5 milligram twice a day. Actos, 30 milligram daily. Zofran, 4 milligram once daily. She stopped the meloxicam in January of 2024. Fenofibrate, 145 milligram daily. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram daily. Synthroid, 150 microgram daily. Omega-3 fatty acids, 1 daily. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 180 pounds, pulse 61, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 120/58. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, uvula midline, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses. No pulsatile areas. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill. She does have decreased sensation in toes and the bottoms of her feet. Bilaterally, no rashes or ulcerations are noted. Labs and diagnostic studies, previous creatinine levels were described. Most recent labs were done January 12, 2024. The creatinine was 1.29 with GFR 42. Iron levels, 1.5 of 24, iron 64, iron saturation 16.8, ferritin is 153, her sodium is 135, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 9.1, albumin is low at 3.3, creatinine 1.23 with estimated GFR of 44, hemoglobin A1C is 5.4, her hemoglobin 9.4, normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein, no UTI. And we have the CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast done April 7th, 2023, which did also show that the kidneys were symmetric and without hydronephrosis. The urinary bladder appeared unremarkable also at that time. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, suspected to be secondary to long-term exposure to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, possibly also to the gallbladder rupture, which happened in 2023, and required hospitalization and cholecystectomy. She has a normal potassium level at this point. We would like to, and she's got adequate oral intake, we'd like to try to stop her oral potassium, and then we want her to repeat all of our labs Monday, April 8th, and we'll advise whether the potassium is needed or if she can stay off that. If the creatinine is better, we will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. If not, we would schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan for further evaluation. And after labs are back, the patient's follow-up visit will be scheduled at that point. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.